The September 11th Commission report was written by committee. That process does not usually encourage clarity, style, or much feeling in official documents, but there are sections in this report that are powerful and compelling in their plain, swift, highly compressed recreation of the events of that morning. Here are parts that describe what the report calls the battle for United 93, bound from Newark to San Francisco. The hijackers attacked at 9:28. While traveling 35,000 feet above eastern Ohio, United 93 suddenly dropped 700 feet. 11 seconds into the descent, the FAA's Air Traffic Control Center in Cleveland received the first of two radio transmissions from the aircraft. A woman, most likely a flight attendant, was being held captive in the cockpit. She struggled with one of the hijackers who audibly killed or otherwise silenced her. Shortly thereafter, the passengers and flight crew began a series of calls from cellular phones. During at least five of the passengers' phone calls, they learned that other airplanes had been slammed into the World Trade Center. Five calls said the passengers and surviving crew members had decided to revolt against the hijackers. They voted on whether to rush the terrorists in an attempt to retake the plane. They decided and acted. At 9:57, the passenger assault began. Several passengers terminated phone calls with loved ones to join the revolt. The cockpit recorder captured the sounds of the passenger assault muffled by the cockpit door. We cannot identify whose voices can be heard, but the assault was sustained. The hijacker flying the plane began to roll it to the left and right to knock the passengers off balance, but the assault continued. The hijackers remained at the controls, but must have judged that the passengers were only seconds from overcoming them. The airplane headed down. The airplane rolled onto its back. One of the hijackers began shouting, "Allah is the greatest." With the sounds of the passenger counterattack continuing, the aircraft plowed into an empty field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at 580 miles per hour, about 20 minutes flying time from Washington, D.C. The hijacker's objective was to crash the airliner into the symbols of the American Republic, the Capitol, or the White House. They were defeated by the alerted, unarmed passengers of United 93, heroic passengers who knew that America was under attack. North American air defense officials maintain they would have intercepted and shot down United 93. "We are not so sure," says the commission report. "We are sure that the nation owes a debt to those passengers. Their actions saved the lives of countless others."